When current U of I students return next fall to their campuses in Urbana-Champaign, Chicago, and Springfield, they could be paying anywhere between $138 and $223 more per semester for tuition. That's an 8% increase. The Board of Trustees has to approve the increase before it takes effect. The U of I's Vice President for Academic Affairs, Chester Gardner, says the hike would allow them to restore nearly 500 courses, as well as faculty positions cut from a tight budget.
We also have to be concerned about being competitive in faculty and staff salaries. We have other inflationary cost increases that we have to address. And finally, we have to take into account what the likely change in our state support is going to be.
But next year's freshman class and any new transfer students will be guaranteed a tuition rate that won't rise for at least 4 years. It's the result of a new law Illinois lawmakers passed last year to help students and their families who find it hard to keep up with yearly cost increases. Their first tuition bill will be another 7.4% higher next year, a total of 15.4%, but it won't increase at all in subsequent years. Gardner says the university will now have to forecast its needs years in advance to come up with each year's guaranteed rate.
If we are not correct and we have to raise the tuition higher than we had predicted, then students with the guarantee would end up paying less. That was one of the intents that the legislators had, is predictability and stability. Personally, I think it's a good program. The risk that the university assumes is worth the advantage to our students in having a stable, predictable tuition. They know what their college costs are going to be, and they can plan for it.
Democratic State Representative Kevin Joyce sponsored the Truth in Tuition bill in this year's General Assembly, and as Gardner says, his intent was to make college financial planning more stable. But Joyce admits it's also a signal to his fellow legislators to hold up their end of the funding burden each year.
I think it says to the legislators that we have something that's very valuable in our state, and we need to make sure we continue to fund it at an appropriate level instead of cutting it year after year and pointing to it every time we have a budget crisis. We're going to take it away from the education. That's what we do in the state of Illinois, historically.
The bill's Senate co-sponsor, Democrat Edward Maloney of Chicago, says he wasn't surprised that the U of I would front-load the anticipated higher costs over the next 4 years into the guaranteed tuition rate. The Board of Trustees will vote on the tuition proposal on Thursday. One of its members, student trustee Nate Allen, was on the committee that gathered student opinion on tuitions. He says higher costs will indeed be a burden, but so is the loss of faculty and course offerings over the last few years.
It's trying to find that balance because over the years, students have had to pay more and more. And so our main concern is that no student at U of I is forced to leave the institution because of financial reasons.
But Allen says the university's rate of increase has been lower than at other comparable schools. And Vice President Gardner says money will be set aside for financial aid programs. This is the first year of statewide guaranteed tuition, though Western Illinois University has had a guarantee program since 1999. Gardner says locking in tuition will be made a lot easier if forecasts of an improving economy hold true.
So we think that in 2006 and 2007 and in 2008 that the state economy will be well into recovery and the state will have the capacity to fund the University of Illinois at levels that are more generous than in the past couple of years. So we think that our needs out of tuition will not be as great as they have been over the past several years.
But the university warns that if state lawmakers deal them another funding cut, or if the increase is only modest, they'll have to rethink how they spend the money from next year's tuition hikes, and the rate increase for the year after that will be every bit as painful. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.